You're going to love this. Give me one moment.
Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Jamie?
Yeah.
Hey, Jamie, how's it going?
I'm sorry for my enthusiasm.
I was going to say, you sound really excited to talk to me.
I am.
I understand that you've had a bad experience.
Like a 12-year-old boy having to go clothes shopping.
Right, for back to school.
boys just don't like
that's okay. Funny. Yeah, no, I understand where you're coming from. I know you were speaking to Maria about the first page placements here for Google for Ramirez Y Amigos. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's like Ramirez E Amigos. In Spanish, it's pronounced E.
Gotcha. Okay, I apologize. My wife would have got that. She speaks Spanish, so she would have got that one for sure. but I understand, you do have a Google Business listing. We were doing a little bit of research here. I mean, just for remodelers in your area alone, you're not populating.
But I don't really have a Google listing. None of that stuff shows up.
Except for
people like.
I see one that says Ramirez y Amigos LLC for your Google Business profile. Is that not you?
Yeah, but.
Phone number 256-605-1167.
Yeah, but. Never mind. Just keep going.
Well, I would like to hear your concern on it. Is that not your guys's or is that yours?
Oh yeah, it is. No one ever looks at it.
Right. Well, the thing is that the people that are searching, they're just searching for the service alone. So like when you type in like remodelers in Flat Rock in your Flat Rock area in the 35966 area, you have Roaches Renovations, Lambert Construction, Cali Lambert. You got a bunch of other guys here, but you don't have yourself on here.
Yeah, I picked the wrong business name when I made it.
Okay.
I should have made it like Ramirez Roofing or Ramirez Construction or something. It would have pulled up.
Well, the thing is that we can program this Google Business Profile, and this is why Maria was contacting you, is because we can program the Google Business Profile for all the services that you provide. So if you're doing roofing, if you're doing remodeling, if you're doing, deck construction or any type of, renovation or additions to a home, we can put that so even when somebody searches those services, your business can pop up on that first page, and now you'll be competing with those guys, and now they can just click to call you directly. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily need to be in your name. It just you got to be programmed for those services. And right now, it just seems like you have a Google Business profile that's up, but it's not being programmed for any of the services that you provide. So it's just kind of dormant. You see what I'm saying? Do you have anything else other than your Google Business profile and your Yelp listing? Like, do you have a Facebook page where you communicate with clients or post before and after pictures or anything?
Yeah, but I'm not real good with Facebook.
Okay.
I got a page, but.
Okay. Well, we actually will help you with that. So we actually will do what's called a retargeting campaign for you. So now anybody that searches your services on Google, we actually put a campaign together for you and run it for you. So that way we can retarget those people that are interested in your services, and we can actually target specific cities and zip codes that you would like to target and be found in. So now you would be able to be found on both platforms, Google and Facebook, and people would just be able to contact you directly. Now, you don't have to do the things. We do it for you because we understand that you have a business to run, and we just kind of take that on for you so then that way you can be part of it, you don't necessarily need to like program anything for it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I want to do some yard work. So how can, like, where do I can look at your options?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, what I'm talking about
your
here.
Package options.
Yeah, I can go over the package options with you right now. I was actually going to help you out here and do what's called an established business credit for you. It's actually our platinum package at a reduced rate. So typically something like this does range to like $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. But with the established business credit, I can really bring you on at just $249 month to month. So you get a huge reduction in pricing there. Let me see here actually too.
When you say month to month,
mm-hmm.
do you just mean monthly? Like,
yes,
is there any like, is there any hidden extra fees, like if the client clicks on you, then you have to pay so much for them if you get the job or anything like that?
Good question. No, ma'am. So it's set at a flat rate for you month to month. So whether you get 10 people that click on you or 10 people that call you or 100 people that click on you or 100 people that call you, it always just stays at that flat rate of $249 month to month. That never fluctuates for you. There are no hidden fees for that. And that's why we actually tailor fit our business to smaller companies like yourself. So that way you guys don't have to pay those higher lead fees that these third party companies like a Yelp or a Angie, so HomeAdvisor, actually do. It makes it more affordable for you guys at the end of the day. So you guys land one job and you guys are already profitable, and it's just, you have a long lasting relationship with your customers as well at that point. Does that make sense?
What's the difference in the pro and the platinum? I'm trying to read it.
Okay. So the pro and the platinum, the pro has no Facebook retargeting campaigns in it. The platinum does. So you essentially would get the platinum package for less than the pro package. It allows you to get up there a lot faster in front of your customers, because Google isn't like a flip of a switch and tomorrow you're there.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Sure.
What is going on? Violet, is he hurt? Oh, I'm sorry. My kids are fighting.
It's okay.
Okay, so are you available to talk tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. What time would you, it sounds like you got a lot on your hands right there. So what's a good time to talk tomorrow for you?
Or what time do you get off tonight?
In about 1 minute. We're, Central time, we're open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central time, Monday through Friday. So, typically what happens here is first come, first serve. We only work with one company per industry, per area. Once we do find a company to work with, we close out the category, assuring you that, you know, you're going to get the premium service here. At the end of the day, we're not going to be working with your competitors. That way you never share your position with anybody. At the same time, you're not sharing your customers because they're contacting you directly
okay.
at that point.
Can you call me at 2 o'clock tomorrow?
2 p.m. Let me see what I got here. Yeah, I can give you a call at 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Okay. What's your name?
My name's Charlie.
Charlie.
Yep.
Okay. I'll just wait for your call
tomorrow. Okay. And then we can kind of go over everything. I know you got the kids there.
We'll go over it better tomorrow. And plus I want to talk about it with my husband tonight. Just get more in depth.
Okay.
Like before I'm like, yeah, I just want to like throw it at him and then go from there about talking to you. But
okay,
like,
yeah, we'll talk about okay, would he be
okay.
joining us?
Heck no.
Oh. Okay. I was just asking.
Well, with his Spanglish, I have it all screwed up.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow at 2, and then we'll go from there. And then if you have any questions or if he has questions, write them down. So when we talk, I could always answer those for you as well, too. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, no problem. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a good evening. All right, bye-bye.